listening to ABC England for the very last time on the 48-meter free radio shortwave band. Broadcasting for the very last time on the first Sunday of the month, the first Sunday, May the 7th, 1978. Our mailing address is 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in England. That's ABC England, 42, Aaron Close, Cambridge, England. We'd dearly love to hear from you, so please write in. In just under 2 hours' time, this will be the last you hear of ABC England, but we've got some good programmes and some good music lined up for you before then. But right now, at 1 minute past 10 o'clock, is Andy X with the very last the radio bulletin from ABC England.
This is ABC England's DX bulletin.
Now.
ABC England radio bulletin, May 1978, and for the very last time, Andy X reporting. As announced earlier, ABC England closes down permanently today at 1200 hours GMT. We'll be giving you the full reasons for our closure later in our final programme, which starts at 1115 hours GMT. Naturally, this means that this will be our final news bulletin, and we'll not be continuing with the bulletin in script form either, as we will not have the impetus of the station to help it along. We therefore recommend that our regular reporters who still wish to continue providing reports, to send them now to one or more of the following magazines: Free Radio Waves, Flagstones, West Heath Lane, Sevenoaks, Kent in England. Free Radio Focus, 13 The Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England. Free Radio Magazine, P.O. Box 10252, Amsterdam, Holland. Offshore Echoes France, 37, Rue Georges Carrel, F76450, Cagny, France. Our office at 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in England, will still remain open for some time to come for the last minute reception reports, etc. Shortwave. It would appear that the Midlands-based FRBC is to have yet another name change. This time it's the familiar ABC Europe name. The station has been broadcasting program tapes by ex-ABC Europe's DJs, Danny Thomas and Rob Ronda, for some months now. It is reported that the Midlands FRBC station now have a large stock of tapes from the Dutch-Belgian ABC Europe base, including programmes from Michael O, better known to listeners as AJ Bairns, and plan to relaunch ABC Europe. The new ABC Europe is expected to start regular broadcasts, apparently weekly, on 6260 kHz from early morning until late afternoon every Sunday. As many people have observed, the transmitter of FRBC, now the ABC Europe transmitter, is very unclean, and its sidebands spread over many channels on the 48-meter band. The move to 6260 kHz will therefore cause some severe interference problems to many pirate stations around that channel, including EMR, Skyport Radio, Radio Corsair, Radio Zodiac, and Britain Radio. It appears that the staff of some of these stations have already lodged complaints with FRBC.
Free Radio Focus is Britain's leading free radio magazine with news on land-based and offshore free radio. Get your copy of Free Radio Focus by writing to the FORP, 13 The Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England. Send 15 pence plus a stamped address envelope or 3 international reply coupons if you're living in Europe to the FORP, 13 The Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England for your copy of Free Radio Focus. Do it today.
Et voici le bulletin DX d'ABC Angleterre. Le dernier numéro d'Offshore Echo France vient de paraître. Au sommaire de ce magazine, vous trouverez toutes les informations, rubriques et reportages concernant le domaine de la radio libre. Offshore Echo France est le magazine de la Free Radio Campagne en France. Pour le recevoir, écrivez sans plus tarder à FRC France, 37 rue Georges Carrel, 76 450 Cany, C-A-N-Y, en France. FRC France, 37 rue Georges Carrel, 76 450 Cany, C-A-N-Y, en France.
This is the ABC England Radio Bulletin, May the 7th, 1978. And for the last time, Andy X reporting, part 2, medium wave. Ex-Radio Gloria DJ Alex Sagar appeared at the Leicester County Magistrates Court on Thursday the 13th of April 1978 to answer a charge of using a station called Radio Conquest. The court did not appear to be interested in the defendant's previous offences concerning Radio Gloria, in which he has been fined £250, and he was only ordered to pay £60 in fines and costs. Well, that concludes the last ever ABC England DX Bulletin. We would like to thank the following reporters for this month's programme: Chris Midgley, Ian Bigger, Reinhold Mardoff, Gary Hogg, Chris Cortez, and Leon Mitchell. Also, thank you to everyone who has written in and helped our news bulletins and DX radio bulletins since April 1976. The names are far too many and numerous to mention them all, but they also notably include Mark Dazzani, Simon Perry, Pat Travers, K.M. Westpert, Dr. John Campbell, Jose Hirps, Alfred DeBells, George Carney, Daniel Lefebvre, Tim Webb, Thomas Thresher, Keith Nash, Nick Catford, Mike Burden, and very, very many others. This is not only the last news programme from ABC England, but unfortunately the script version of the famous DX and Radio Bulletin finishes at the issue for May 1978. Copies of this bulletin are a limited number, including a few back issues are also available to listeners for 2 IRCs each from ABC England, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge, England. If anyone still wishes to submit free radio news, then we recommend they send their items to one of the free radio magazines that are regularly advertised on ABC England. And now just a quick rundown of programmes for today. Shortly at 10:30 hours GMT, the final Remember Those Oldies programme, hosted by Chris Cortez and one of the first ABC England DJs, Jimmy Thomas. Then at 11:15 hours, it's myself, Andy X, for the final programme. And I'm also, of course, joined by Gary Day at 11:30 hours GMT for the close down just after 1200 hours GMT. This has been Andy X reporting.
On ABC England, it's just after 10:30 hours GMT. which means it's time for Remember Those Oldies Special with yours truly, Chris Cortez, and a special guest DJ from ABC England's past.
Yes, sir, play.
Welcome back.
A very appropriate record there from John Sebastian. Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to ABC England, and particularly to yours truly, Chris Cortez, if I can stop being tongue-tied. Chris Cortez on the air for the very last time. And ladies and gentlemen, you would just not believe the problems that we've had in getting ABC England to you today, and the amount of effort and work that yours truly has put into getting this station on the air is... Oh, you know, it'd just take me far too long to tell you about it. Anyway, it is nice to be back. And, of course, the main object of this broadcast is to say thank you to many, many people. And if you're out there listening and you do not get a name check during today's broadcast, well, please accept my apologies in advance. But it's just impossible to mention you all in the short space of time I have available. Why is ABC England closing down? Well, I wish yours truly, Chris Cortez, knew. You'll have to ask our station manager, Gary Day, and I expect he'll be saying something about why ABC England is closing down towards the end of today's broadcast. Quick thank you now to Dr. John Campbell and all the other doctors and professors and professional people who have supported ABC England over the past 2.5 years. Thank you very, very much indeed. And it's a very sad day today, so I think we'll have another appropriate record. It's All Over Now from the Rolling Stones.